C+33. 10 Downing Street, London, England. When the news had first broken that a small cell of anti-humanity welcomers had claimed responsibility for the botched Fiori Frontieri attack, nowhere was it greeted with such delight as it was in London. The relief for both John Cole and Jack Neal was palpable and almost joyous. Jack's man on the ground in Colorado, who had successfully bugged the home of Trey Myers, but met less success in his efforts to somehow obtain the fourth plaque, really hadn't been involved in the assassination attempts on Trey, Timo, and Emma. The shadowy fixer had been working on some less than legal attempts to gain possession of their precious cargo, but none had proven workable given the levels of security and public attention surrounding his targets. Never had John Cole been happier to have been let down, and a great weight had been lifted from both his mind and Jack Neal's. As soon as the welcome news came through, however, the two unlikely bedfellows reached a mutual agreement to part ways that was as quick as it was inevitable. Once upon a time, the fact that no job was too dirty for Jack's hands had been precisely why Cole liked having him around. But after the previous day's concern that Jack was lying about his possible role in the highly public attack at Fiori Frontieri, Cole had come to realize that he could no longer tolerate working with someone he thought capable of such a thing. For his part, Jack was only too glad to be gone. John Cole was going nowhere but down, rendering him useless to a perpetual climber and hanger-on like Jack. Jack was now present to gather the few things he typically left in Cole's office. During this final brief visit, they and the rest of the world learned that Dan McCarthy would address the media in just a few hours to reveal what Timo and Emma had planned to reveal the previous day. Courtesy of the bugs they'd had placed in Trey's home, Cole and Jack alone knew that this reveal would involve the recently discovered fourth plaque, as well as previously unpublicized high-definition footage of an alien craft. Cole's game was over to the extent that he didn't even spend a few minutes considering how this would impact his political rivals in Washington and Buenos Aires, much less what it might mean for humanity's chances of surviving beyond Comet Conte Abate's ever-approaching arrival date. "The next 2 hours would be a good time to resign," Jack said before leaving, intending this as real advice rather than any kind of jibe. Cole didn't respond for several seconds, which was enough to tell Jack that he was already thinking the same thing. "It's a good bloody day to get the bugs out of that Myers character's house," he eventually said. "Get on the line to your man and get it done before anyone else finds them, then cut all ties. And needless to say, neither of us can ever mention a word of what we learned about McCarthy and the aliens to anyone. If that ever got out, the way we found out would get out too. It's bad enough that I'll have to move out of this place, but there's no way I'm going to jail over any of this bullshit."
"I'm already dealing with the bugs, boss," Jack replied. He then paused and let out a very slight and ironic chuckle, realizing his error. "Force of habit. I'm already dealing with it, John."
Neither amused nor annoyed, Cole pointed to the door and watched his former right-hand man leave for the last time. An unwelcome thought circled in Cole's mind. As much of a scumbag and as widely disliked as Jack was, he almost certainly had the brighter future of the two. It was difficult not to be bitter. But as stubborn as the disgraced Prime Minister himself may have been, he knew futility when he saw it. With a heavy heart and a steely resolve that his enemy's time would come, John Cole sat down, entirely alone, and began to draft his resignation.